Hey, bee lovers. Welcome to the best beekeeping podcast around, To Be or Not to Be in the Bee Yard. Join our two beekeepers, Rebecca and Michelle, as they make beekeeping fun and uncomplicated. Double the beekeeping experience, double the opinions, double the fun.
Personal protective gear. Wear it. That's it.
I mean, that's going to be the shortest podcast. There you go.
Go buy it and wear it.
Hello.
Hi.
So how's it going? How's your bee yard?
They're suffering. It's hot.
Oh, I know. So get this, man. It is so hot.
How hot is it?
I have had to wear socks with my Crocs because I was getting a heat rash on the top of my feet.
Okay. I don't understand why you're wearing Crocs in the first place. You should wear shoes.
I completely understand this.
Okay.
And
I do not wear them.
I did not wear them, and I swore I would never wear them until I wore a pair of my daughter's. And then I was like, wow.
Nope. I came home one night, and Ken had a pair. And I kind of freaked out. It's like, what are we? I don't understand.
He loves them.
He's walking around. It's the first thing he puts on in the morning, making coffee.
Yes. I have a very wide foot. And so I have never been a tennis shoe person. They fit weird. They never feel right. I like my feet to breathe.
Yeah.
And so I go everywhere barefoot.
Well,
I do too, but it's so dry that all of my yard is a dust bowl. And so I'm just...
Okay, hold on. Let's clarify this for a second. Are you wearing your Crocs to go inspect bees?
No.
Okay. Okay. I didn't know how far we were going out in the yard. Just needed to know. I was getting a visual here.
No. Like if I'm going to the honey house or if I'm walking outside in my yard at home.
Oh, flip-flops.
Yeah.
Flip-flops. Get a pair of flip-flops.
I used to wear flip-flops all the time, but I like support of the Croc better. Anyway. Okay. But it's the same issue. You know how when you walk in the dirt in your flip-flops, your feet get all
dusty and gritty? That's what the shower is for. At the end of the day,
you take a shower. Right, I get that.
Okay.
I get that. But what was happening is it's so hot that my feet apparently are sweating. And I was getting this little heat rash. And I was like, well, I don't want to give up my Crocs. So I had to put on socks.
Okay. Now you really look like a dork.
I agree. I was thinking as I came here today that it's a darn good thing that I am not single. Because... it's just a done deal at this point.
You can wear whatever you want after you're married.
Wear whatever I want, and I can ride my lawn tractor anywhere I want.
That's too funny.
Anyway, it's really hot.
It's very hot. I'm feeding a lot.
And yeah, me too.
Yeah, it is what it is. Right. Don't forget that pollen. You got to feed.
I have been putting out some pollen sub.
Yep.
They're sort of taking it a little bit.
Oh, no. Mine are all over. I put out... piles of just dry pollen. Yeah. They come and pick it up.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, I've had some at the house I put out to kind of watch it to see.
Yeah.
And they took a little bit. So today I was buddy beekeeping and I had to, it's such a long story. Oh my God. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Such a long story.
So, I'm waiting.
So I have a buddy beekeeper. We have a lot of bee yards that are really close to each other, but we have literally one that's right next to each other. There's a fence. Like a wrought iron fence that separates our bees. As a matter of fact, I put my bees there. The next time he went over there, he took a picture and he's like, seriously? But there's enough food for him. There's enough food. His side, you just drive right in on the driveway and you drive across the lawn and there's the bees.
Okay.
On my side, it's Mount Vesuvius. I mean, I have to go down the hill and then I have
through the ravine.
Yeah. I mean, they have like, they're right on the lake and it all kind of goes downhill toward the lake. And it looks like a golf course, but it's all downhill. Then you go down and then there's like a kind of a drainage ditch. Then you have to squish through the drainage ditch.
Oh my God.
And then you have to climb up the side.
Are they letting you drive on that?
No, that's the problem.
Where do you have to go?
I have to walk in.
And you can't take your lawnmower with your little.
It's a lawn tractor.
Okay.
They're very nice and they have some sort of four wheeler, sort of, but they drive it. And then.
Oh, they take you.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Which I feel bad. I feel really bad, and I don't want to schedule my bee visits because sometimes I'm I just, you know, I show up when it works.
You show up when you show up because you don't know what's happening in the yard before you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't really want to make an appointment. And it's a very beautiful yard and they
mow it. Can you switch with him?
Well, hang on. And they manicure it, but it's all hilly. And so even driving with my car, they water it a lot. And then, of course, we have the squishy part where I can very easily get stuff. So anyway.
This is just a nightmare waiting to happen.
It is. But anyway, so the last time I went out there, I took my yellow wagon that I hooked to my lawn tractor.
Oh, my gosh.
But I took it by hand. I was going to pull it. Well, I almost died.
Well, yeah, that's not a good idea.
It was very hot. Yes. And I had to go down the hill. And I had food in it. And I had that was when I added my supers.
Did you get it back up the hill?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Supers? What were you thinking?
Oh, I'm insane.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm thinking, well, it was the only spot on the property. And I didn't think we were going to be from, you know, in the scorching summer of insanity.
Heatmageddon.
Right. I didn't think we were going to be in Heatmageddon this year. This is out of my control. This was not anything. Because I thought, yeah, I can do this. I'll just mainly be walking in. Well, the first time I had to carry all the supers in. You know, I had to take a lot of breaks. Pull my wagon. I went from shady spot to shady spot. Okay.
I don't mean to laugh at you. No. This is really the bad side of beekeeping right here.
It is. Today, I was setting up a bulk feeder. They have supers on them, and I didn't take any honey because they're all new. But I'm like, I want to put out some bulk feed because who knows?
Okay. Little caveat here. You're not pulling honey, even though you got a super on them because you're running a single with a super.
Right.
Okay. So everybody realize we are not pulling sugar water honey.
No. I just started feeding now because they're in an area that had the late mesquite bloom. Huh. I was not really worried about them.
It's insurance.
Yeah. It really is because they may have eaten all their food. And I do need to walk in, do a little check on them and pop the top. But I'm like, it's too hot. I'm a little whiny. I don't want to, you know, drag in 5 gallons of feed and my little tote and my straw. And I contacted my buddy beekeeper and I'm like, hey, when you drive in there, or could you talk to the people and say it's okay for me to, you know, drive in and walk across? And he said, I have some beekeeping to do and I could just take you over there. And I said, well, awesome. I'll go with you and I'll help you with your bees.
Yeah.
And then we'll go over there. And I just sort of squeeze through the fence and put out my feeder and I'll walk in, which is not anywhere near as bad. And, you know, just pop the tops and check on them. So that's how this
did
day.
Did he make fun of you?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought
not
for
about
sure
that.
He did.
No.
What did he make fun of?
Oh, various things. No, he did never do that. No, we get along very well.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, that's just beekeeper talk.
Oh, no, it is.
I think that's natural for beekeepers to challenge each other.
Well, yeah. And I think we talk about ideas that we've had and say, you know, hey, you know, I had this really good idea. Like, for example, we talked about normally when I start with a little nuke, which is a half of a beehive, and that's how I start in the spring, they come with a feeder, and I put a feeder in until they get to, you know, till the box gets all filled up and they've grown and filled the box. And then I take the feeder out and put the super on. But this year, I recognized that we were coming into this heat wave, and I left all my feeders in my new boxes, and I just let them go dry. And then I put my supers on, I put my other boxes on, whatever I was doing.
Yeah.
And then when it was time to feed, boom, my feeders are still in there. And he said he did the same thing. He said,
I never take mine out. So this is all new to me that people would actually take them out. I never take mine out. So I'm running 10 frames. I'm running a 10-frame deep
That's
box,
really 8.
9, depending upon what size feeder. My feeder is.
Because you can get one and a half quart feeders or
I don't know, 1 frame, 2 frame, 3 frame. Yeah. That's how I think of them.
Yeah.
So
I just grab whatever I've got. But
I leave mine in. So this is all new that you take them out because that seems like a lot of energy to me.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. And I have feeders in the bottom and the top.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I got tired of when I needed to put them, I got tired of fighting that one to get it up in the top.
Nice.
Yeah. So I just paid extra money and
air miles ahead of us.
Nope.
What do you mean,
I just, I streamlined that itty bitty little part of my beekeeping. Nothing else is streamlined. I'm sure you would come over and say, okay, that's way too much energy.
Yeah. So here's the part that's going to drive you crazy.
Oh, gosh.
You know it's coming.
No, I don't. I have no idea where we're going.
We went in. We popped the lids. We
of your hives?
No, of his.
Okay. I want to know who I'm judging.
Sure.
Just joking.
And we added the feed, and we did a mite treatment, and we did a pollen patty.
Okay.
So he added pollen patties today, and we did it with no bee suit, no gloves.
No.
Now, he did wear, like, the
it's
veil.
It's your body.
On. Yeah.
Okay. It's your insurance policy. It's your emergency room visit.
Right.
So whatever.
Right. I mean, he wore the hat, and he had his veil just over his face.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I get it. It's hot.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay.
But I'm just like, because we had a conversation about it.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, that this is kind of what I wear most of the time now. And he, you know, gives him smoke at the entrance, smoke at the top.
Yeah.
But he does notice that depending on who he works with, if he's working with someone who is more of an abrupt mover or bangs the lids on and off and kind of, you know.
A bull in a china closet. I have yes. beekeeper friends that are that way.
Yes, he
yes,
said he has
I
to wear
it,
same bees. For those, he has to just totally suit up.
I totally get that. And you hear those conversations all the time, and they say that's one thing that you do. If you don't wear gloves, you learn very quickly mm-hmm. that you need to move very slowly
mm-hmm.
and you need to pick those frames up very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
And it really does mm-hmm. slow you down to the point of thinking about it.
Right.
Whereas if you're in your outfit and your gloves, truly don't think about it as much as you do if you don't have
right.
gear on.
And I challenged myself last year to, mm-hmm. with hives that I know, with my own hives that I am comfortable and familiar with and know their temperament most of the time.
Yeah.
I challenged myself by starting off without gloves because it did force me to slow down and pay attention and look where the bees are and really notice what are they doing? Are they coming out at me? Are they even noticing I'm here? What are they doing? That was a challenge that I gave myself last year.
Okay.
In an effort to be a calmer beekeeper. And
I'm a calm beekeeper. I just wear protective gear.
Well, I know you do. Okay. I know you do. I'm just saying.
Y'all go up there and do that. Yeah.
But I did wait and let him walk up first and hit the smoke and make sure nobody was crazy. And then
I would definitely suggest that you put a veil on. If you're not going to do anything else, at least
probably.
Cover your face.
I agree with you because that does make me feel more comfortable. If I have my face covered, I'm mm-hmm. pretty much, I don't worry so much about where they sting me.
Yeah, the reason why I say the veil is if you've ever had eye issues like I have, I never want to go through that again.
Right.
And I don't want anything to happen to the limited eyesight that I have left.
Right.
So I don't want to get stung.
Right.
So yeah, the veil. At least wear that.
Sure. If I am on a specific mission, if I'm going to dig in, if I have to find my queen for some reason, I do wear a complete suit. Doesn't matter the temperament. The whole reason I wear the complete suit is because then I can kind of go in and get my tasking done.
Yeah.
And it's almost like wearing gloves to clean house because yeah. I'm really going to get in there and I'm really going to scrub. And so I'm really got to
get
this.
You should take those gloves off and just go at it. That's what you're telling me.
No,
your safety thing of germs is wearing the gloves. If you get in without the gloves, that's taking the chance. That's the germs and the bacteria.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Yeah, you're taking the chance of being stung without your gear on. Germs and stings, they all.
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm not disrupting the hive, really. I'm lifting the lid off.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I know you are.
I'm not going to do it.
Because I find it amusing. Not in a bad way. What I find amusing is not that you wear personal protective gear while working your hives. That I don't actually find amusing. I find it amusing that you wear it to stand in front of your hive.
Yeah. If I go out in my bee yard, I have protective gear on.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what's happening out there.
Right.
I don't know what's happened.
How many hives do you have in your bee yard, in your backyard?
50. Right now.
50. Okay.
It varies. But
okay.
Right now.
I have one at the moment.
As of today, I have 50.
Yeah, exactly. It's a fluid number.
Yeah.
I have one in my backyard.
Okay.
So I'm not worried about it. But I also have one. I'm going to say this and you're just going to pass out. The chest freezer that's in my driveway.
Oh, my gosh.
There's also a story around that.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So there's a chest freezer that's there. And as Matt says, you know, flat surface always has something put on it within 10 minutes. I do have a small nuke of bees that is sitting right there that we walk by every day. And
Got to move it. It's going to be a full-size hive if you're feeding it.
Yeah, I am feeding it. Okay. I'm getting ready to move it. Like, I go by every day, and I just lift the lid and look in it.
Yeah, like what's a nook? You can do that.
It's eye height.
That's why people, this conversation right here with beginner beekeepers is what gets beginner beekeepers in trouble. Because the nooks are totally different.
Right.
And they're very small. And if you're getting good bred bees, they're going to be calm at the beginning. Okay. Yeah. Especially what we run here, where we are Italian carniolans, they're gentle. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything with the Italian genetics. Okay. So yeah, you can pop, 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 and they look so cute, and you can still see the frames, and here it is. And you know, there are four or five frames. You might have three frames of bees and you're popping it looking. Okay. I have no problem.
I mean,
do that with 10.
Yeah.
Did you have fun?
I did.
Did you enjoy doing your beekeeping without your gear?
Yes.
Ah, interesting.
I actually do. I like my gear. It makes me feel more comfortable when I'm working or doing a cutout than when I'm working in a big bee yard. But I also like the naturalness of just sort of chilling with the bees.
All right. Do not invite me over for that.
You can wear your bee suit. I'm never going to make fun of you.
I will. You can laugh at me all day long. I'm still going to wear my suit.
No, I think you should. And I think what that brings up is totally, it's okay to do what you need to do and what you want to do.
Yeah.
And don't ever let anyone pressure you into not wearing your suit or your gloves if you don't want to.
Right.
There's not a prize.
I think everybody should take that advice and not look at it where when you've got the beekeeper influencers that are out there and they're saying you should be doing it this way, you should be wearing this. That's their personal choice.
I agree. I like to just bring it up as you have your style and you do your thing and what you're comfortable with. And I have certain things like, you know, I let him go over and open the top by himself before I went over there to make sure they weren't going to fly out because they do.
Yeah.
And the other thing is this could change on a dime.
Yeah. Come down and visit mine and do that.
Right.
Because we've been in a drought where I'm at for weeks now, weeks and weeks and weeks. I can't open mine that way. And it is so scary now where I'm at. It's so crunchy scary and there are fires everywhere.
Oh.
I'm not using my smoker at all, no matter where I go. So the minute I pop the top, The bees are like, oh, no, no, no.
Yeah.
You're not coming in. We're not having that.
And we talked about smoker, too, because we're standing in a field where it's just so dry.
Yeah.
And we discussed that we only light our smoker with enough fuel for 10 minutes, for however long we're going to be there.
Yeah, no, I don't even light mine.
Yeah.
I don't even take it. It's so scary right now. And I don't even, if it's really high, I don't even want to take my truck down into the field.
Yeah, I don't want to leave mine running.
Oh, no, I never leave mine running. So
on occasion, if I'm... running out to do something very specific that I know is going to take 5 minutes. We may leave the car, but I'm not even going to dare.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, pulling my wagon up and down a hill is no fire damage.
That's too funny. I like that visual.
Oh, yeah. It's a lovely visual. It's
you could have attached that to the back of their little thing.
Well, right. But they drive it.
Okay.
Well, then I have to make an appointment, and she waits. She waits for me to be finished with the bees, and I feel bad.
Does she have a suit on?
No.
Oh, my God. Okay. I don't need to know anymore. This is a liability.
Right.
This is a liability waiting to happen.
And, of course, she hasn't come since they were nukes in the very beginning because I don't want her to get stung.
Yeah.
I don't want her to have to wait. I don't want to have to make appointments.
Yeah. All the above. Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah.
I'd switch yards. I'd switch yards with your bee buddy. Dude.
Okay. He's not going to switch here.
It's like opening the door for a girl. Okay. I need to be over there.
Right. I don't think that's going to work.
This is man's work over here.
Oh, I'm going to tell him that next time. Like, okay, so I've decided that climbing up and down the hill, pulling the wagon is man's work. And
it's like taking out the trash. I don't take out the trash at my house. Okay.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. Okay. All right. This field, this yard that you have.
Nope. But see, here's the thing. A lot of bee work together. We help each other out all the time. And I do not want him to start treating me like a girl.
That has nothing to do with it. It's just choices.
If I tell him it's man's work, then he is going to start treating me like a girl.
I think that you should be able to say that and not go down that rabbit hole.
You think?
Yes, because I think some things guys are built to do. They can lift more than us.
Sure.
They can do certain things that we cannot do. It's just not feasible for the majority of us to do it. Okay. I know there are a couple of women out there that are going, rah, I can do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good for you.
Sure. And I agree. Like, we had to unload 24 boxes from his truck today, you know, and they're, I don't know what they weigh, but it's over 50 pounds. And some of the heavier ones he's lifting for me.
He's younger. More.
Yeah, he is younger.
Okay. But yeah. Bam. He's, we're checking off all the boxes. It doesn't mean you can't be a good beekeeper.
No.
It just means that I like that yard better.
No, I got to be able to hang with them.
Okay, but you couldn't. Okay, you're telling him you had to go through the fence. You already proved.
Just in this heat.
Okay.
Just in the heat.
All right. Okay, let's have this conversation again in the rainy season.
Oh, dear God.
I know, because it's already squishy and we're in a drought.
You're right.
Okay, well, now I have a winch attached to my trailer. So I
is it like
myself.
One of those?
Yes, and it's going to be automatic, and I can pick up a pallet.
Wait, is it the game thing?
Four hives, one time on a pallet.
Is it the game thing?
I don't know what it's called. It's freaking winch on a thing. I don't know. It's got an arm.
Is it on like a hook?
Yeah. Yeah.
No way. Because I've been looking at one of those.
And it's welded to the side of my trailer.
And yes.
And I don't even need my husband anymore. I can do it by myself. Whoop,
whoop, whoop. They have things that lift game to get into your truck.
Oh, okay. I'm not a hunter. So I don't know. I don't know where he got it. He found it. Okay. I showed him a video. I said, look what this guy's doing. I think this is a great idea. But he was using it for bees.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know that they did that. But yes, it sounds like the same thing.
Right.
It's got a little arm. It's made out of steel. It's got a winch on it. And Ken has converted it over to an automatic winch. So I don't even have to crank it. Yeah. And it'll pick up, I don't know, 2,000 pounds, something like that. I mean, it's a lot.
Yeah, because I saw that too. Well,
it's adjustable. You can do like 4, 5, 6, 8, 1,000.
Oh, okay.
And it just goes up.
Because I saw that and I was like, oh, Matt. This is what we need.
It's a game changer.
And it attaches to the hitch of your truck. But
it can.
Yes. But see, Matt was like, no, our son's a welder.
Yeah.
So there he was supposed to be there Saturday to weld some things on the side of our trailer so that we could.
Okay. Well, if you can't get it welded, bring it to my house.
No, I'm going to make him feel guilty and he'll do it.
All right. Well, I've got a backup plan.
Well, there we go. We have a backup
plan. I am married
to
a welder.
But the one I saw was, I was still going to have to crank that.
Well, yeah, he fixed it. He modified it.
Okay.
Mine's already been modified like half a dozen times. He took the basic thing. I have a better wire. So the one that the steel
cable.
Thank you. The steel cable that came with it. He's already fixed that.
Mm-hmm.
He put a better winch on it.
Uh-huh.
And I guess that's where the cable was with it. Right. He's made lots of adjustments to it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Matt
he
and
said
I,
it was crap and you need to fix that.
Matt and I had been discussing this for a while about this would be perfect to load on because we really do want to try and do some pollination this year. But we're like, how are we going to lift a pallet with four beehives on it?
You use your farm tractor that you have and you forks on the front and it lifts the pallets. I'm sure you have one. You keep telling me you have a tractor.
I have a lawn tractor, Rebecca.
Okay. Put some forks on the front and it'll pick up a pallet.
It only has a hitch that pulls my little yellow wagon around.
I'm sorry.
Why you gotta make me feel bad?
Just think it's hilarious. I'm sorry. I'll get over it.
I mean, I did think about putting the winch on my little yellow garden.
I don't think it would hold it.
I don't think so either, but
it's a game changer.
Oh, yeah.
And it was only like $150 before modifications.
Before modifications, right.
Yeah.
How do you do feeders? We just today bought our tank and our gasoline nozzle assembly. Okay. This mounts on the front of my trailer. I'm just planning on dumping my sugar right in it, hit the garden hose, and then as we drive, it'll mix it. I don't even need a pump inside. Yes, as you drive it.
I don't think it'll mix. It'll mix.
No, some of my friends have done it. They said that they did not need to have, they had a pump on the inside that mixed it, like a solar pump.
Yeah. I tried that with my 5 gallon buckets and it didn't.
Oh, it didn't
mix.
Mm-mm. Oh, well, that's unfortunate. Well,
yeah,
I don't know.
The fallout, that's the technical term.
Is that the technical
term? Well, yes, I was corrected. at one of the bee supply companies when I was talking, because I don't know the names of everything. Right. Obviously, as you can tell,
right.
I don't know. I know what to use and I know what it looks like. Okay, don't ask me the official name. Okay, that's way too much information and I'm concentrating on other things. But technically, the sugar is the fallout.
Oh.
And so they asked me if I had fallout.
Oh.
So I'm just not mixing it right.
Yeah.
I don't have fallout. I have it very rarely, but my husband Ken mixed it last time and I had fallout and I got very upset. I was like,
there's fallout, Ken.
You do it one way and you do it correctly or you don't do it at all.
Right. Ken, I don't know what I'm going to do with you.
But
there's
fallout. Okay, I can't fire him. He's volunteer. And if I piss him off, he's not going to go help me anymore. So I'm like,
That sounds like my equipment manager, Matt.
I got to pace myself with the complaints.
Yeah, exactly. I can't complain. I went out to the yard the other day and there weren't inner covers on three of the eight hives out there. And he's like, well, I don't know who did that. And I'm like, you're the equipment manager. This complaint is going to you.
You use inner covers?
On some.
Okay.
We have some equipment that we just haven't flipped over to migratory and different stuff.
No. The reason why I'm asking is I read an article today, and this guy was saying that there was a time of the season to use inner covers.
Oh, really?
No matter if you're running a telescoping lid or not.
Really?
Yeah. That you should only be running those inner covers in the fall, in the winter.
Really?
Yes.
Because it gives the space hot air?
No. It was all about small hive beetles.
Well, that's crazy.
And condensation. But the condensation conversation was totally opposite. It was saying because you had it, it would create condensation.
Oh.
I thought, okay.
I thought that Porter bee escape.
I know.
And kept it from, that's the hole in the top of the inner cover.
Now, this is his opinion. Okay. This is his information. I just never heard that. So,
have you heard the new technique going around with the crushed peppermint?
Yes.
To keep the small hive beetles
away?
Yes,
in fact, I picked up bees that somebody put beekeeping and it had peppermint all in it, in the wrappers.
Oh.
They just threw the candy in there.
Oh, they just threw the candy in?
Yep.
Oh, the technique I thought was you were supposed to crush it.
Okay. So you know when things like this happen, mm-hmm. okay, and then the information gets diluted, right. and then it gets condensed.
Then someone throws one in the
bee
yard.
And the next thing you know, you've got candy and wrappers on the top of frames.
Right.
And they're giving up beekeeping.
Right.
It was like Halloween in a hive.
Yes. I did pick some up because I haven't had any trouble with small hive beetles this year, except one yard. I went to one yard on Tuesday, and I was like, holy crap. There's hive beetles everywhere in this yard. I thought, oh my gosh. So this is going to be a good yard for me
to. Let me know.
But I'm going to crush it and I'm going to crush it and put it on the edges.
Now, they say put it on the edges or put it by the brood. I have no idea. I've never seen the instructions. I just know that the peppermint's supposed to be out of the wrapper. That's as far as I know.
I'm going to look because I thought they said that they just put it at the corners where the inner
cover
sits.
They would just put it in the corners like everything else. Uh-huh. Okay. So now we've got the Swiffer sheets.
Right.
And we've got the little oil traps.
I don't think those oil traps do much.
Oh my gosh. They drive me nuts.
So I went to the local store for something and I could only find spearmint. So of course, then there's the whole conversation. Yeah. Because they're the green ones, not the pink and white ones. And so there's the whole conversation in the small town grocery store with Matt on experiment the same as peppermint. Oh, no, absolutely not. It's
okay,
completely different.
Do you not
different.
Remember this conversation? We've had this conversation. No, not about this, but we've had this conversation with what you do.
Oh.
Okay. You don't remember your queen dying and your choices?
I have lots of queens that die.
Okay. So what did you put in the plug? What did you choose?
Oh,
do you remember that?
Yeah. Okay. So
same thing.
This is a great story. So I had a queen and she was in a queen clip and I was going to put her in a hive that needed a queen. They make a queen clip is little metal thing that looks like a hair.
Sometimes they're plastic.
Yeah. Hair clip.
It looks like hair clip.
And it has the queen in it. And a queen cage is an actual wooden box with screen on it.
Yeah.
And the queen actually lives there for a little longer period.
Right.
And you put a piece of what they call candy or fondant in the hole so she can't get out, but the bees will chew their way into her. And by the time they get there, they like her.
Right.
While I was in the field. And I had the queen in the clip and I had to put her in the cage. So I'm in my car. No problem. I'm going to put the queen in the cage. And I realized that I usually use marshmallows, tiny marshmallows. And I realized I had no marshmallows. So I look around.
What did I tell you to do?
Yeah.
Okay. Just keep going.
Right.
Keep going.
So I had two options in the car.
No, you had three, but you didn't. You ignored one.
Well, okay. I had two options in the car.
Oh, my gosh.
One was chewing gum.
Yes.
Which I thought, okay. And I went through the whole thing in my head. Do I just put the chewing gum in there or do I chew it and then put the chewing gum in there? Because I was like,
I hope it wasn't Big Red.
No. It was peppermint. It was peppermint.
So, okay, spearmint or peppermint?
I don't know. It was a minty flavored. And I even thought about that. I thought, oh, will they like it? Will they stay away from the mint? I don't know. Oh, so gosh. I went through this whole thing in my head. So then my other option was I could put some wax in there. Because they chew wax, right? They chew through wax all the time. I even called someone as I'm holding my queen in the cage with my finger over the hole.
Oh, my gosh.
So I call him from my car. And I'm like, hypothetically. I mean, I didn't call you. I'm like, hypothetically. This is another bee, buddy. Hypothetically. If you were in the field and you had a queen in a cage and forgot to bring marshmallows and you had a choice of wax or chewing gum, what would you choose? And if you chose the gum, would you pre-chew it? And we came to the conclusion that we'd use wax. And it melted. And yep. They did not chew through it. And my queen died.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Okay. It's all a learning lesson.
I feel so bad. Okay. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't know what to say. I just am. Okay. Let's move on.
Well, okay.
Lesson learned.
So, and what was, we talked about this and you were like. Yes.
Well, this all came down to energy and right. time. Okay.
Right.
So I would have gone to the store and bought marshmallows and tried again. And that's just the difference between the two of us. I just would have gone to get them.
I hate to shop in the first place.
Okay, now if I don't like shopping either.
Right. There's such a hassle. I have to take off my suit.
Yes.
I have to go to town.
No, you walk inside with it. Everybody asks you about bees.
Yeah, Matt wears his in every store. If we have to do that, he wears
his. I do not waste my energy to take mine off. I go in all sweaty and nasty. Yes, I'm a beekeeper. Yes. Love it.
And I need many marshmallows,
that's
by God.
That's a money, many, many hobby, isn't it? Yes. Look at my vehicle.
It is fantastic.
Yeah. Right.
Did I tell you about my two queens this week?
No.
I have a disabled queen and a radioactive queen.
Oh. What happened? What does that mean?
Queen one.
Okay, is this the disabled one?
Yeah.
What is she missing?
Oh, I'm not really sure. I didn't look that close.
Well, how do you know she's disabled?
Well, I'm getting there.
Okay.
So my friend calls and says, another bee buddy.
You have way too many bee buddies.
I have a lot of bee buddies. Somehow there was a queen being attacked by bees on the outside of one of her hives.
Okay.
She thinks it could have been a newly hatched virgin queen or a newly mated queen. Somehow this queen was on the outside and it was being smothered and attacked by the bees. So they saved it.
Okay.
And she put it in a queen clip and she texted me and said, do you need a queen? And I said, you know, I kind of need one for the one that's on my chest freezer in the driveway. And I said, how much you want for? And they said, nothing. Think you don't know if she's disabled or not. And I said, sure, I'll take her. Why not? So I brought her home and put her in a queen cage. And,
yeah.
I mean, she looked fine. She sat in the house overnight. She was moving. Everything looked good. I didn't count her legs. You don't need all of them. Five is fine to lay eggs in a hive. So I put her in and I'm like, oh, okay. She came out. She's actually laying. She's doing really good. But she's possibly disabled. So then this one is a little rough.
Your second queen? Your radioactive?
Yeah, my radioactive queen.
Okay.
So a lady calls me and says that she has bees in a water meter and she needs me to come get them because she's allergic. And it was a Saturday, this past Saturday. And I said, I actually have some free time. I could come and do it. And she said, okay, we lifted the lid. We were doing some gardening and we lifted the lid of like our water meter valve box and there were bees there. And I said, okay, I'll come later this afternoon. She goes, well, it's an emergency. And I said, sure, I'll come over. Well, I get there and the lid is off. It's just laying in the yard. And there's a few bees on it, but the comb is all exposed. And she comes out and she says, yeah, my friend came over and lifted the lid. Well, you know, that's how we knew there were bees there before I called you. And she sprayed them with hornet spray.
Did you get paid to clean that up?
No, I didn't want her money because I was kind of upset. And the reason I was upset is, first of all, I was upset about the bees. And secondly, because that would get on my suit and my equipment.
Yeah.
And it could possibly kill all of my bees.
Yeah.
Every one of my hives.
Yeah.
But they were actually super docile. So I just picked the thing up. No personal protective gear. And we're back to the beginning. This is how we tie it in, folks. So I'm not wearing anything, and they were super docile, and I'm talking to her, and I'm a little upset. I had the cover upside down, and it's so hot, the comb is flexible. Yeah. So I was kind of pushing it over, and I actually saw the queen, and she was moving. And I said, okay. I said, I'm going to go ahead and just put these in a box. I don't have my suit on, and I'll dispose of this comb as soon as I get home. And so I just kind of shook her in there, and I went home and put her in a clip. And
she laying?
Well, I don't know. I had a laying workers hive.
Oh.
And I had already done the switcheroo with the queen red hive. Yeah. And it was ready for a new queen, which wrong time of year to get a queen.
Yeah.
But I was going to try. I mean, obviously, there was a ton of drones in this laying workers hive. So I was like, well, maybe I'll get lucky. And,
you know.
There you go. Yeah. Maybe something will happen. So I was like, okay, well, I'll put this radioactive queen.
Oh my gosh.
In my laying workers.
Can you clean her off, please?
Yeah. I'm like, she may smell like pesticide.
She may smell a little weird for the wall.
Yeah, I don't know. But I got her in a queen cage, and I had a marshmallow for that one.
Hey, good for you.
Look at that. I didn't do it in my car in the field.
Oh my gosh.
So it's been a week of interesting queens.
You've had a very interesting week.
Again, personal protective gear.
Wear it.
It's a tool.
Okay. Yes.
It is a tool. But again,
you're pointing your finger at me like you're teaching me something.
No, you do you, man. And I do think all new beekeepers should wear it, because then you don't have to think about it. You don't have to be scared, because you have faith in your equipment and you know that they're not going to get to you.
My only opinion is when you're a beginner beekeeper, you need to wear it. You need not to listen to the more experienced beekeepers that have figured this out like you have, because it's taken you years to get to where you're finally. Okay. And that's why this is such a big conversation of what you did.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what people need to realize.
And let me tell you something. It is not that the bees like me more than they like you, because I have heard that, and that is some crappy advice. It is not that the bees like me more. It is not that the bees smell fear. That is nothing to do with this. What it has to do with is I'm familiar with these bees. The weather is right. All the conditions are right, mostly, except we're in a drought, but they're being fed. The conditions are right for them to be healthy and happy. And they're being taken care of, and I know them. I feel more comfortable.
I would say it's a calm thing. I think it's more of a beekeeper being calm and knowing what they're doing.
Right. It is not smelling fear.
It's how you're manipulating the hive and how you're working the hive.
Exactly.
Plus the environment that you talked about.
A little smoke, going slowly.
Yeah.
Not
knowing where the bees are, not mushing them, not a bull in the china cup.
Right.
China cabinet.
Bee Buddy does say that if you're a flincher, you don't get to go with us. Because flinchers get stung.
And swatters.
Swatters get stung.
Swatters get stung.
One time, the same guy and I were, I forget what we were going to go do, but we got a swarm call, swarm season, and it was on the way. So we're like, oh yeah, we'll swing by.
Yeah.
They were under a trampoline, but they were at one of the legs.
Okay.
So like where the springs are, so it wasn't normally under a trampoline, you just put a bucket under it and you tap the top and boop, pop right in. But they were wrapped around the thing. He and I are sitting underneath a trampoline with no gear on, looking for the queen.
Nope.
And a bee sort of buzzed by and I flinched, and he was like, no, no flinching.
You do flinch.
I do flinch. I'm a lot better.
But you're getting better. Obviously, because you did this without gear on.
Right. And he didn't mention that I was a flinch.
Very good. Look at you.
Under the trampoline with...
Do you get stung?
No.
Oh, good.
No. And I mean, literally, the trampoline is hitting our head and we're sitting on the ground.
Yeah.
That's how much space there was. I had some drawn comb that I'd had in the car. So I had it, and we were trying to kind of coax the bees to walk on it. And then he was kind of using his finger to kind of look for the queen. So we're under a trampoline, and I have a great picture of us. It's on our club website. It shows him under the trampoline trying to find the queen. We have a long history of hanging out with no suits and no flinching. But again, all back to the fact that you know, we know this is a swarm.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, it was a great day in the bee yard today.
Yep. It was great. Thanks.
You're welcome. I will see you around.
See ya.
You've been listening to the To Be or Not To Be podcast. For more information, you can follow Rebecca and Michelle on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook at To Be Podcast. Thanks for listening, and have a beautiful rest of your week.